Hello and welcome to the League of Logic podcast, a podcast where you can learn how to think for yourself. We're a group of guys that want to help you look for the truth without blindly following something somebody else told you. As we get started in our conversation this morning, I want to invite you to check out our website, leagueoflogic.com. Inside that website, you'll find study tools that cover our basic foundational topics that we use in these conversations. Definitely check those out. If you want to leave us a comment or a question, you can do that also on our website or by commenting on one of our videos or on our Facebook page. If you want to support what we're doing, we do have a store on the website where you can get t-shirts, hoodies, hats, coffee mugs, a bunch of stuff like that. Any purchase from there would be much appreciated. However, better than that, if you could follow, subscribe, hit whatever button you got to push to keep up with the channel, that really does help us out a lot. Thank you for listening to the League of Logic podcast. Now get ready for a much needed conversation about truth.
Woo! What's happening, folks? What's happening? What's happening? Everybody off to a great start today.
Yep. Good morning.
It's Brian,
beautiful, beautiful day.
It is a good day.
I'm glad that the sun is shining a little bit earlier again. I like the longer days.
That should just leave it this way. You know what I mean?
You know how many times we've talked about that?
Over and over again.
Yep.
It's important. You should leave it this way.
They're not going to do it just to aggravate us.
Oh, man. Anything big happen for y'all this week?
Went to a pickle festival.
Well, did you go?
Mount Olive yesterday.
How was that? The
pickle capital of the world.
How was it? They have pickles?
I didn't realize it was such a big deal.
Is it really?
No, it was a pretty big thing. It's funny. Downtown Mount Olive has the railroad tracks run down through the middle of it. So while the festival was going on, the train actually rolled through. Looked like the conductor was having a heyday, waving at everybody and blowing the horn.
Oh, going through.
I don't know if that was intentional or not, but. Anyway.
I've never been to the Pickle Festival.
I've always wanted to go. Every year I say I'm going to go and never do.
What do you do there?
Well, they give out free pickles. They got a whole bunch of vendors, and most of the vendors have something pickle flavored.
I see.
That you can try. They had pickle lemonade.
Whoa.
Which I didn't actually try, but it was lemonade with a pickle flavor in it.
I see. I don't know, man.
I love pickle juice.
Really?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I'd have to work up the courage. You know what I mean?
It's basically like ham and yam in Smithfield, but pickle was the focus instead of yams.
I see. Yeah, that's cool. Don't they drop a pickle at Mount Olive for New Year's too? Mm-hmm. Have the pickle drop.
Interesting.
The college there, is that supposed to be a religious-based college?
I'm not sure.
Where?
Mount Olive, the college.
I don't know.
I think at one time it was. I mean, not like a Bible college, but like a...
conservative,
well, Christian I think it based. Had like a religion base to it, yeah. Baptist college or something. Maybe the Southern Baptists are the ones that support those.
I can't remember. I knew it at one point, but.
Well. Hey, was there any of those pro-Palestine protests at the college there?
No.
Did you know Ilhan Omar's daughter got arrested at one of those things?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
She's kicked out of school right now.
Yeah, she says she's homeless.
Yeah.
She ain't got nowhere to live.
She should marry her brother.
Yeah, she should try that. It worked for her mom. Oh, man. She didn't say that she was homeless. She used the word houseless because, you know, she didn't want to be offensive to the homeless. Isn't that hilarious? She got locked out of her dorm. She said, I'm houseless. Oh, man.
Well, now you're offending all the people that live in apartments. And
yeah. That's right.
They're houseless.
There was somewhere I was trying to find it. I can't remember where it was. Fetterman. You know, the hunchback of Notre Dame guy. He's tired of it. He says they all ought to be expelled and arrested for having
He's kind of been quiet lately. Maybe they just shut him up because he started turning like more conservative.
He did. I think the stroke he had made his brain like, so liberals are dumb, like farther than guys who have stroke and don't have the capability of using their brain. The liberals are dumber than that. And so his stroke actually helped him. And now, is that wrong?
How could a stroke be good for you? It wasn't really a stroke.
Because it made him smarter than the liberals. That's how.
We'll attach a link for the science in the show notes.
I'm just making observation. That's just like a scientist does. I mean, the guy's out there trying to learn how to speak and think again, and in the process, he's turning conservative. He's thinking for himself. I mean,
that's because of the stroke. He has to focus now.
Right.
And now that he focuses, he
can see it. Yeah, he's like, wait a minute.
He actually has to stop and think about it.
Well, you know how sometimes it comes with memory loss. So he just got hit all that brainwashing that he had all those years. He just lost it. He's starting over.
Perfect combination.
Yeah. Man, wouldn't that be a great thing to be able to do? You know, like the Men in Black, where you could just flash a big light up there off the Statue of Liberty and change everybody's mind. Speaking of, man, we're random again today. It's going to be one of those. the New Yorkers, have you listened to the unions in New York talk about Trump and Biden?
Yeah.
Dude, there was a union worker in New York who said he's like the union leader guy, and he said I think it was like 9,000 union workers in his, whatever he looks after. And they took a poll, and Trump was ahead 3-1. Mm-hmm. Because they're sick and tired of inflation, groceries, gas, and crime.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
He's lost on all fronts. But did you hear about that poll company that just started calling people about mail-in ballots?
No.
Well, I think the next episode of Tucker Carlson is going to be the full interview.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't ask him straight up if they committed voter fraud. They started off doing polls and just asked if they voted was the first question, then if they voted by mail.
Mm-hmm.
20% cheated.
Really?
And some of them came straight out and said it. If they said yes to the first two questions, then they'd asked if they filled out a ballot for somebody else, mm-hmm. if they signed, put somebody else's signature on and went all through this stuff, they didn't ask them if they violated law. It just kept on and on and on. It was like in one category, 17%, another category, 20%. Wow. And some of them just straight out said, yeah, voter fraud. 17% of the mail-in ballots were from people filling out ballots that lived in another state. I mean, they're just illegal, man. 20%. You're not going to stop that.
Nope.
That's just regular people.
And that's why you got to get rid of this mail-in ballot
stuff. Yeah. Yep. It's no good.
It's terrible.
I can't wait for the full episode to come out. That's going to be.
Yeah. The lawfare thing in the way the election is going to turn out I'm seeing that more and more. So I'll give you the only thing I got as far as like stuff that I wanted to mention, just to help people be able to apply things we teach through the Think curriculum. You know that group, there was actually a couple states, Arizona being one of them, where the Republicans that met to give the alternate electors for the 2020 election, they thought it was going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
So they provided an alternate set.
Which they're supposed to do.
Which you're supposed to do, right? Right. But they all got arrested because they were illegal. By the way, this case is at the Supreme Court right now.
It's getting
smacked down. But I know it's like chasing rabbits. But side note on that, at the Supreme Court, what's that lady's name? Mayorkas? That's not her. That's the guy that does the border.
Yeah. Which there's three of them.
It's the
Amy Barrett.
No, it's the liberal lady, the real liberal lady.
Kamado or whatever.
Okay, yeah, something like that. Yep. She has changed the language then this is what the liberals are using, and instead of calling them alternate electors, she's calling them fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
Or fake. And it's that way it gives the impression of being illegal. While there's been, numerous examples of this happening, right? And so that's one of the sound bites I was listening to was, her calling them fraudulent and fake. And then, the attorneys that were representing the Republican parties just sort of smashing her. I mean, she looks stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously, she doesn't care.
It wasn't Jackson, was it? Was it the black girl? One from Hawaii?
It was the one from Hawaii. It wasn't the black girl, yeah. It wasn't the Jackson lady. It was the other one. I can't ever think of her name. Anyway, so you got that case going on where the Democrats have actually arrested Republicans, charged them with crimes, and it's in the Supreme Court because they're saying that it's fraudulent and illegal. But then it just so happens in a CNN article, right? The title of this article, this is an old article, so I don't want you to feel like it's, I want to be clear. It was from November of 2020 when they wrote it. So right there at the election.
Mm-hmm.
And in this article, if you read down like Rush Limbaugh tells you, you go all the way to the end. Basically what they're suggesting is that the governor of Pennsylvania, not Rush, don't try to meet the deadlines for all the vote counts and all these things. Slow them way down. Let them take their time voting. And then it says when the electors are to meet to cast their ballots on that day, assuming the final count of the popular vote has not yet been certified, both slates of Pennsylvania presidential electors should meet in Harrisburg. Both slates should cast their votes by ballot. They're telling them to do it. So is it illegal or is it not illegal?
Well, to start with, those slates are organized, one for the two-party system anyhow, to start with.
Right.
That's before any contested or the results or anything. That's what I haven't understood to start from the very beginning. Those people are picked before we even know where the votes are going.
I mean, it goes on and says he should declare that he will assure that both slates of electors cast their votes on December 14th so that both slates may ultimately matter. So, and this is exactly what they arrested the Republican people for.
I don't know they're supposed to cast their votes. I don't know. I don't understand where they're getting this from anyhow.
So this is what I'm saying.
You have to have both slates of electors, period, when you hold the election. So what happens is
everyone goes to vote, okay? Then you have people come and they count the vote.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a number, and they say, here is the number. All right. Well, now what happens once they have this is who won our state, then these Republicans, Democrats, the elector people, whatever they call, they come in and they certify, cast theirs, yes, this is it. So if the supposedly, I'm not sure exactly how this works either, to be honest with you, but from what I can understand is that you have two sets of people. Electors, two sets, a Democrat one and a Republican one, pretty much.
It depends on the state, I think.
Well, and I think that's how, like, if the majority of the vote wins for the Democrat popular vote, I think that board is made up of a majority of the Democrats. Does this make sense? I hope this makes sense.
Yeah, but I think it depends on the state.
Anyway.
Remember the elementary school thing with only a bill and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
and
okay, they used to check. Yeah.
See, they're supposed to vow to vote by, you got a mix, but they're supposed to vow to vote whoever is elected has the most votes counted. Mm-hmm. But they can still swap their vote if they want to. You have to be dependent on the, you know, those electors to do the right thing. And I think in some states you got a mix of Republicans and Democrats, and in some states you got, I think it's set up differently in each state. Mm-hmm. But I do know that these electors already, alternate electors already elected or appointed before that even comes together.
Yeah, I don't know the difference between what this guy suggesting that they do and what actually happened is what you know what I mean? And then they arrested the people in Arizona for it.
Yeah. There's missing parts here somewhere.
It's a contradiction to me, man. You know, back then, if you're telling Pennsylvania to do it,
mm-hmm.
Arizona did it. They had an alternate set of electors ready. They didn't go up there with them. They just had them ready. And those people got arrested for meeting and making an alternate set of electors because it was supposed to be fraudulent. They were trying to steal an election. It's election fraud. That's what they're going for. That's what they're in. That's what the trial's about. Yet they said the same thing to do the same thing right here. I don't know, man. I was looking back through some history things too. 1960, Hawaii's vote was incredibly close. On the first count, Nixon had beaten JFK by 141 votes. On November 28th, the acting power of governor certified a Republican slate of electors. They met on December the 19th and they cast their ballots for Nixon. All right, but a recount showed, in fact, Kennedy won the popular vote by an even closer margin of 115. That recount had been completed on December the 30th, 11 days after the Republican electors for Hawaii had cast their votes for Nixon. 5 days later, the governor sent Congress a new certification of electors, this time naming the Democratic elector as the electors properly chosen by Hawaii. And so what this guy's saying is that whenever these people get together, don't have the vote counted yet. And then that way you could basically certify both sets of electors, one or the other. And then hopefully do a bunch of recounts and stuff and get things swayed your way. But the idea is to have two sets of electors is not illegal, right? I mean, that's what David's saying. You got to have both sets pretty much. And that's what Arizona did. However, whenever they did it, the Republicans got arrested. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Sounds like a way to fudge numbers to get them in favor of what the higher ups want rather than what the people actually vote. That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah. I'll put the article up there. You can read it and see if y'all can make sense of it.
I was just looking to see how the thing's actually supposed to be set up because I've never done that before.
Does it work? Have you figured it out yet?
No, you got to read a bunch.
Yeah, I don't know.
It does have, you do name an elector who doesn't. It chooses against the will of the people. Vote a faithless elector.
Oh, yeah?
But anyhow, See, it's like even going through Uncle Google here, it's like different people have different perspectives of what actually mm-hmm. happened. I've never heard anybody sit down and read the law mm-mm. of how it's supposed to be.
I just know that it happens all the time, actually. I mean, yeah. It's not every single state, every single year, every single voting year, but it is. This is not the first time that it has happened. And now they're trying to make it illegal because they don't want anybody to contest or just use the law.
There they are. Yeah, it is different in every state.
Yeah.
Sure is.
And that's determined by the state legislator, how that works.
Mm-hmm. The Secretary of State is the one who...
The other thing this week that I was noticing that could potentially be, it could even be potentially part of the October surprise that always comes too, is this whole climate change. They're trying to ramp back up again. You've been paying attention to that? Climate change is back on the rise. Some are saying that Biden has actually the power to declare a state of emergency because of climate change.
Whatever.
And in doing so, can then invoke all types of executive orders to force people to get rid of gasoline cars and things like that.
No, we screamed about COVID stuff, but actually climate change is the biggest hoax.
It is. Yeah. And that's what people are writing that I'm seeing today is that, you know, you thought COVID was a big hoax.
Yeah.
Climate change is back on the rise and it's going to be a really, really big one. I did read in a Breitbart article, though, that these climate experts, they tried to count up their track record for predictions or things they said were going to happen. And so far, they are 0 for 41. Oh, wait a minute. I apologize about they just updated it this morning. No, when did it do it? 53. 0 of 53. Wait, 54 now. Yeah. This article they keep updating. I think it's hilarious.
So in America, we have laws. And if you do not abide by those laws, you are at risk for entanglement with law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
To make a law, it's got to go through legislation. House and Senate both have to vote on it, pass it as a law. It's a big process that takes quite a long time, right? If it doesn't go through that process of making laws, it's not a law. And therefore, you don't have to follow it. It's not enforceable.
Right.
Like a sudden mask mandate, for instance. Guess what I'm getting at is the government has the control you give it. If you just don't question and follow all the mandates, well, then that's how this roller coaster has started.
Right. Exactly it.
But if you understand what a law is and how a law is made, it's not a law. I choose no.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
If they go through the process to create a law and that law is contrary to the Constitution, doesn't matter if they made it a law. There's a governing document that supersedes all of it. So now you get into the...
Which makes that one null and void.
Right. It doesn't even matter. Right. And this is why you'd have things like, well, federal law says this, but state laws are different. So which one do you have to follow? Right. States are supposed to have more power than the federal government. That sounds weird, doesn't it?
No. Not really.
But that's how it's supposed to be.
It's how it's supposed to be, just like.
Just like we the people have the ultimate power.
Right.
Yep. They got it backwards. That's how my algebra teacher used to say it. You have a problem. We're going to work it backwards. Yeah, they got it backwards. It's this whole idea of authority, and then when you submit to it, you give up what authority that you have. It's just your own choice. You can do it if you want to. You learning about it over there?
Hmm?
You still learning about it?
Yeah, but it's like you can't get any clear information on it.
Uh-huh. That's why I've been confused.
Everywhere you read, they keep putting fake electors and all this other stuff.
They use the wrong word. It's not the right words. It's alternate electors.
Right.
Fake is wrong. Fake is the language. That's what I want everybody to pay attention to. The fake word and the fraudulent, those are not real. There are no such thing as a fake elector. None.
But when you get down to, the electors are given to the vice president or to Congress, and Congress has to vote on it, right? And they're supposed to do the will of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's any word that it's going to be contested by either party, the results, well, then you have to have these alternate electors.
Right.
So that's the point I'm trying to get at, where they keep saying they organized in all these articles I was just briefing over, that they organized falsely. No, that can't be right. There it has didn't. To be an alternate set.
If you think that's my point. And the CNN article was telling the Democratic Party to do the exact same thing. Slow the countdown, let it be really, really, really close, come up with an alternate set of electors just in case.
Yes.
It's exactly what, and be honest with you, the slow down and don't hit the deadline parts is wrong. But if it's a close race, you need alternate electors.
This just ain't jiving.
And, they're arresting people for that. And now it's in the Supreme Court. They heard it quick. They picked it up fast. I don't know where it's going to end up, but it seems, just from a little bit of what I saw, that it shouldn't turn out bad. It's going to be that whatever it is, 3-4-6 split, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
5-4
something like that. Yeah.
It's usually what it is.
Yep.
Same thing's going to happen on this immunity deal.
Yeah.
If you listen to it, what they had to say. There's no way they can do this, man. If they do, they'll destroy the presidency, that whole office. It will.
Yep. Yep, it is absolutely stupid.
And if they don't, then, hey, we can go after Obama and Biden, throw them in jail for all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but you got to win a majority House and Senate and stuff to be able to do it. And if they don't get past this elector thing, and they can still cheat.
They don't. All you need is a conservative in any state. Attorney general is all you need in any state. They can go after them.
But the weaponization of the legal system and what is happening right now is a conditioning for those people that would be conservative, that would be the ones that will bring that. It's like warnings. Like, if you do that, check out what we can do to you. Yep. Just think about it, man. You got Trump on all these cases, and every one of them is pretty much nonsense. Mm-hmm. He just went through one where there was no jury, and the judge got to make up a mind. Wouldn't let him testify, wouldn't let him bring witnesses, and then set ridiculous type bonds. He got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the legal system that you're going against.
A police state.
That's a police state. And so if you were conservative and you think, I'll just do this, then they say, go ahead. And then what we'll do is we will investigate you until we find a crime. We just got FISA renewed. You know what I mean? We'll investigate you till we find a crime, and then we'll charge you for that. And you'll be ruined.
Just like all this Ukraine stuff. Tucker's got another interview with we kept hearing about the suppression of the church in Ukraine. big part of the reason is because that Orthodox Church came out of Russia, is where it began. But you ought to listen to that guy talk about it. That's another interview you ought to watch. Because it's a, he's telling Ukraine is like, no, it's full communist and has been. There is no freedom in Ukraine. Uh-huh. There is no democracy in Ukraine. Everything they're saying about Ukraine and sending money to preserve this and that and the other doesn't exist. And it didn't. It hasn't.
Yeah.
The only religion you can follow there is there's the state church. It's all controlled by Zelensky.
Mm. Yep.
They're either jailing them or killing them. They're priests.
We've seen that before.
Yep. And it's on its way here, so better be prepared.
I don't know, man. It's
there's so much stuff going on, it's hard to even talk about it.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
I think that is the absolute point.
There's not a highlight.
If we can keep them, like, totally distracted, because you can't even wrap your mind around one thing before the next one is thrown at you. And so now you're struggling with two. Then here comes another. I mean, it's just constant back and forth. Where do you spend your time trying to figure it all out?
Well, that's because I think it is all distraction. The thing I focus on is like Mike Johnson.
Yeah.
He comes out. He's one way. Then all of a sudden they get him in the back room and he comes out a different person.
Yeah.
What happens in that back room, I think, is more than blackmail.
I don't know what it is.
And that's what we're being distracted from.
I don't know what it is.
Somebody else running the show, dude.
It's just,
and who is that somebody?
Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
Who is that somebody? Who is that guy that changes their minds, changes their everything about them? I know that sounds crazy, but
yeah,
what are they seeing that we don't see, or what's happened to them spiritually, or whatever?
I don't know. Yeah. It, I don't think it's just blackmail either, but I think a lot of that is part of it. I think it's that. I think it's the threats of, we can destroy you. You know what I mean? Do you care? Like, it's almost like it's a mafia type style. Do you care about your family? You know, maybe they're not out there like whacking people, but we can take everything you got. You won't have any money left. You won't have a place to live. You'll be completely bankrupt. You know what I mean?
Why does Trump still stand beside him? Support him?
I don't know that. I don't know that.
See, that's why we don't have a clue, man, what's going on.
Trump is, I don't know that Trump is so solidly standing beside him right now. I think Trump's moves are always calculated, mm-hmm. right? And so I've watched Trump stand beside people or keep people propped up for a time period in order to achieve an outcome that he needs. So right now, all right, I'm going to go back to my big conspiracy theory about the Republicans in the House resigning before the 2024 election. The only thing that's keeping the swampy Republicans there right now is Mike Johnson. Because he is one.
Mm-hmm.
So if Trump, like, turns on him.
But we're losing another one at the end of the year. Just announced it, I think, yesterday.
I'm just saying. So, but what I'm getting at, though, is if Trump, like, you know, backs up and says, you know, yeah, Mike Johnson is totally a fraudulent guy right now. He's playing everybody for fools. It doesn't give him any reason to continue to struggle to keep the people there until the election. Mike Johnson is giving concessions to the Democrats, and, you know, and even in his own words, we have such a slim majority and we have some people in Republican Party that are not on the team that we're having to give away things in order to make the other things pass because we need Democratic votes. You know, maybe I get it. You know what I mean? But I think that in the end, what it comes down to is you, the last thing that you need is Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker of the House to certify an election. That is the last thing that you need. And I'm not saying that it ain't still going to happen, but I'm just saying that is a devastating blow to the attempt to take back the country, is to allow that to, because he's basically, Trump's being a politician. That's what they do. You know what I mean? He's playing their game.
Even if we keep the majority through the election, if we lose it after the election,
yep,
it's going to tie Trump up again.
It is.
If Jeffries is the Speaker.
Yep. Well, and that's the thing. So
you have to keep the House, man.
You got to keep both. The idea is to get them both back. That's possible. You can never, I don't ever want to hear any more about this, though, like red wave nonsense, or this is going to be a landslide. Everybody's sick and tired. No, man. Yep. It's like, you know, hurry up, get out there, vote. Tell your friends. This is the other thing that people got to start doing, man. You got to start convincing your friends to change their perspective if they're Democratic voters. They're voting for liberals. I know it's going to be difficult, and you might lose some of them even, but man, it's, I don't want to compare it to the same thing as, you know, salvation and following Christ. But if you believed in Jesus enough to follow him the way you should, you'd lose a lot of friends.
Right.
Right. If you want to do what's right for your country, biblically, you're probably going to lose a lot of friends. You know what I mean? But you got to believe in it, man. You can't just be, you can't wussy around about it anymore. And you got to start talking to these people to show them. I mean, I try to talk to some, like I just had an older lady. She's crazy liberal. She didn't know any better. You know what I mean? She's all about coexist and love is love and orange man bad. You know, let me watch the news all the time. She's been trained to think a certain way. Mm-hmm. She doesn't see it. But I've tried to use different, she hates Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know what I mean? She brings it up, you know, all the time. But that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a crazy lady. You know, so I start out with jokes too. But you're pretty crazy too. I mean, it seems like y'all get along right. You know what I mean? But in talking with these people, man, you have to start learning how to point out the absurdities in what they are thinking, to find the flaw in it, which is easy. We got a whole curriculum that's going to teach you how to think through things where you can see how stupid some of these things are and how they don't even make sense. And it's going to take that kind of, right so far, I mean, this has been years I've known this lady. I have gotten nowhere, but I'm still pointing it out. She has conceded facts. She will tell you that Joe Biden is a doofus, but she's been trained so bad, so much to hate Donald Trump. Yeah. She'd vote for that coffee pot over there before she voted for a Republican.
That's the way a lot of them are too.
It is. And it's just ridiculous. I was listening to a poll this week too on that. There's about 20 to 30% of the country that are that stinking brainwashed that you'll never. It is that Oleon Iptimov, whatever that guy is, the KJB defective. You'll get to a point where you can show them the truth and they will still reject it. They've been trained that much. We're there. 20 to 30% of the country is trained that much. But what that means is there's still another 20 to 30% that can be persuaded. And I don't know how to tell you which one is which. I can't look at them and tell them apart. They both act the same stupid liberal way right now, wokeism and all that junk. So you just got to start telling everybody.
Right.
You got to use the Calvin method of salvation. You know, he believed in everyone was elected. And they said, well, but you preach to everybody. He said, yeah, that's right. That's because God didn't mark the elect with a yellow stripe on them. Otherwise, I'd pull everybody's shirt up first before I talk to them. There is no mark on these liberals, which one can be persuaded, which one can't. You got to talk to all of them. And you got to do it consistently. You got to do it boldly. You know, use your meekness when you have to, you know, but you have to be able to show them you're not thinking the right way. Please don't do it. Please. Some of them are waking up on their own, like the union people in New York, right? But there's nothing like for any campaign that you believe in. Let's just take Mark Robinson, for instance, right here in North Carolina. The best campaign that he's got is for people to understand what he stands for and what he's doing, like us, mm-hmm. to just tell everybody else why he is better than Josh Stein. Just tell them. point out all the dumb stuff. Is that really what you want? I mean, really? Word of mouth, on the street, citizens being involved in their country. That's a novice idea. I know that just sounds stupid, right? Like, why in the world would the citizens of the country want to be involved with the country? You know, we joke around like that. That sounds, you know, funny to us, but how many people are really involved in what's going on in the country? I don't know, man. I hear voices.
It's in your head.
It's probably true. It's probably true. I don't see dead people yet, but I do hear voices. Yeah, anyway. Do you have anything else on your mind this week, man?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, what you mentioned earlier about the mob mentality and the blackmail and what it, you know, what are they saying to these guys that changed their mind? And you mentioned the threatening of your family. And where I went thinking about it is, if you really believe God is who he says he is and believe his word, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. If you believe what the Bible says, then he's in control of every single situation. Nothing happens without him allowing it to happen. So even if you're faced with a threat to your family, blackmail situation, the natural thought is, well, I've got to choose this to protect my family. Well, then you're trying to take more responsibility of protecting your family than you're physically able to do. It's impossible for you to protect your family in every way without the help of God. But if you trust him to be that protection and choose what's right, then he's going to protect your family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's where we get back to a Romans 13 thing again.
Yes, it is. It's funny how it always comes back to that, doesn't it?
There's many stories of missionaries. There was one guy named Pastor Andrew that was taking Bibles into the Iron Curtain back in those days. And he had a Bible or a car just stacked full of Bibles, and he was coming through the inspection line in the communist place, and he was about to be caught.
Yep.
And if I remember correctly, they asked him, do you have Bibles in the car? And he said, yes. And they searched the car, pulled up the tarp of where all the stuff was, and literally they were blinded, couldn't see it. Yep. Didn't see anything, and they waved him on through.
You got the story right. Yep.
And it's situations like that, when you just choose truth and choose right, God will step in an amazing way where you don't expect it.
It's a miracle.
That's a miracle. Yeah, yep.
It's a miracle.
Corrie Ten Boom was another example. I'm pretty sure she said, yes, to the soldiers, we're hiding Jews, and they couldn't find them in her house.
Yep.
Yep.
So it's never wrong, or it's never right to do wrong to make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
And there's your war, your spiritual war. There's a girl, I don't remember her name, but she said it. Oh, it was eloquent, the way she said it with us. I think it was Steve Bannon. the war room this past week, and that's all I could think about was Romans 13 again, and the way she tied it together in politics. Mm-hmm. It's not, who cares about politics? Your government can't change, can't make this a good world. It's all about a spiritual war.
Right.
It's good versus evil.
Yeah.
So you have to. You're just disassociating yourself. And it's just what Brian said. Some people are like, well, I'll just let God, as an excuse, I'll just let God, he's going to allow what he allows, and I'm out of it. No, you still need to do the right thing. This is a spiritual war.
Yeah.
You do the right thing and depend on God.
God is in control, though. We don't have to worry.
Yeah, both cases.
You don't, but you still, there's no way around this, man.
Both cases that I mentioned with Pastor Andrew and Corey Ten Boom, I mean, both of them were physically doing something. They were actively doing what they were called to do.
Putting all their faith and trust in God, and that all of a sudden miracles happen.
Yeah. Signs and wonders, man.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't got enough time. I could give you the whole Sunday school lesson. That's where we're going today with that. This is a side note then, since we're talking about that, do something. I mean, we got some old folks that listen. We got some younger folks, and we got some young folks. We got a wide range of listeners that are less than 2 million followers. We've done a good job of a spectrum of age. In that spectrum of age, there is no excuse for anyone who understands what's actually going on to not be training somebody else to see it. Right? So it's a twofold thing. I've already harped on enough that you got to start talking to liberal friends and Democrats. You got to change their mind. You have to show them the flaws in the way they're thinking. So that's it. That's one. Second thing is there are people that are, you know, still considered to be conservative. You know, they believe the Bible. They understand that what's happening in our country is wrong. But they don't do anything. They don't have this activeness about them. And this is where we have to step up and start training people to be involved, right? And how to be involved and what to do and when to do it. And there's a difference between training somebody and teaching somebody. So we can teach somebody like the Bible all day long, and people can have a head knowledge of it, and they can answer questions. And I'm not telling you that's a bad thing. That's where it all needs to start in the first place, because if you don't know the Word of God, then you don't know what to do, because you can't follow something that you don't know. So that's the teaching part. The training part is an implementation of what it is that you've learned. There's an action to training. You know, you hear that people talk all the time about training your kids. Train up a child in the way he should go, right? Train, not teach, train. That's a repetitive and action type thing. You know, you do it with your little girl. She's finally old enough. She's going to start getting dressed, and she comes down and her clothes don't match. And you're like, you know, well, that was a good try. Let's go do it again. Right, training. You don't just say, go get dressed, make sure they match. And they didn't do it. And well, she didn't learn. That is not it. You were trying to teach, but you weren't training. Same way with people that need to get involved. There's these people that feel like that they don't have to, because people are teaching them the wrong way, the wrong interpretations, Romans 13, if you want to, whatever. They're saying, God is in control. Just let him handle all that stuff. And then you come over here and you live like a Christian should live. And those are contrarian terms, man. You can live like a Christian should live in all areas of your life, including those that involve standing up for what you know is right against a government that is slipping drastically into an anti-Christ type system. You got to train them. So this is the task that you have set before you, man. And so I know that the news is overwhelming. I know we'll never be able to focus on every single thing that's happening. But if you've got any foundation whatsoever in truth, you can discern them one at a time or case by case, but use it to convince the liberals and the ones that you're your friends. You should care about these people enough that you don't want them to be blinded, by the way. Change the way you're thinking. Look at this. Show them how to discern the truth. And then for the next people coming up of all ages, you should be training at least one person how to actively think and be involved. And I know that sounds dumb, but one at a time like that on the streets, that's how you make a change in the direction. It is not the government up there that's doing all this for us. It's those that are following Christ, doing what Christ asks you to do.
I got to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
That's what it was that she said, is that the federal government knows, especially the liberals, they know that 30% of American voters are evangelical, and that is what is holding them back.
It's restraint.
From their agenda.
Yeah.
And that's a known thing in Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, that's what restrains them.
Man.
And it's only 30%.
Imagine if it was 40.
But it's the largest. Yeah, but it's still the largest group of people holding them back from their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was the big thing that caught me. It's like, yeah, well, there it is.
Yeah. So don't train the next people to be able to do it.
Right.
Watch the percentage drop. Yeah. Or let's start training people to do it and let the percentage rise. This is how it's changed. And it is. It's the restrain and the resist that we talked about last week, which was probably not a great podcast, but, you know, whatever.
I still haven't listened to it, I don't think.
I didn't put the video up. I was embarrassed. It's on Apple. Did you listen to it? I listened to it. I was like, man, what in the world? I'm sorry, people. We apologize. You know, you can't be golden every day.
Anyhow, I'm sorry to mess up your train of thought.
No, that was it. I was done with it. My train of thought was it was off the rails half the time anyway, but that was it. You're right. I'm glad it brought out the percentage thing because we need to know that. It's not an impossible task, but it does take effort. It takes effort. What else y'all got? Any more thoughts? All right. Well, go change a liberal's mind this week. That is your homework assignment. And then pick out somebody you're going to start training, right? And then next week, we'll take all the phone calls from our less than 2 million viewers telling us what they did for the week. All right, let's proceed.
Thank you for listening to the League of Logic podcast. We hope that you are thinking for yourself and looking for the truth. As a reminder, check out those study tools you'll find on our website. It'll help you get on the right path. If you have a comment or a question, you can send us that on our contact page inside the website or by commenting on one of the videos or commenting on our Facebook page. Also, as a reminder, we do have a store. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, a bunch of stuff in there. Any purchase from there would be greatly appreciated. However, better than that, before you go, please follow, subscribe, hit whatever button you got to push to keep up the channel. That helps us out a lot in the algorithms. Thanks again for listening to the League of Logic podcast, and we look forward to you tuning in on the next episode.